שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן.
Hello, thank you for joining us in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman and Nitza Mazuz. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza. And along with you, we want to learn from Rav Lyman how to develop our ability to connect with other people so that it will be truly good. Instead of feeling that our entire life is just a bunch of survival techniques and struggling with everyone around us, we want to have a good connection with the people around us. We want to start enjoying this connection instead of suffering from it and to bring abundance and joy to our lives. So we'll get up in the morning with light in our eyes. And each time we try to focus with Rav Lyman on another aspect of our life where we connect with additional people. And in today's discussion, we're dealing with the most natural unit, which is the family unit. We want to learn how we can upgrade our lives in the family. Just like we upgrade a phone, we upgrade from one generation one to generation the next generation. And each time this upgrade gives us new abilities, things that we didn't think we could do. We open for ourselves new horizons. From a technological viewpoint, we understand this, even little kids that start using their parents' smartphone. And we want to learn it not just from the technological level, but especially from the emotional level. We want to use our home, our family, as a place that becomes an empire, a place of power where we can use our connection. It can even be our partner or our parents. This is the family unit that can become a power station for creating power that can make our lives so much better also outside the house with acquaintances, colleagues. Can take us to new achievements. That's what we're learning. There'll be a lot to take. You should even prepare a notebook and a pen. Nitza, where are we starting our lesson today? We're continuing our meeting today based on the model that you gave us in the previous program about this round family, the center of the family, where there's principles and values, feeling of belonging, mutuality, participation, equality. All these things take place in this model. And since we are on the family channel, there's always questions that come and are asked. And naturally, one of the greatest questions is, what, that's it? That's all we have to educate our kids, just to connect properly? And what about studies? And what about development and success? And how will they succeed in life? How can I be sure 100% as a parent that if I take this model, I'm 100% guaranteeing my child's success? Our existence throughout the generations until now was dependent on this, on personal success, individual success, egoistic. To the extent that I succeed in sports, university, in everything, in that I'm succeeding in life. We need to see the world today not according to our habits of that time and this inertia, the way we were thinking before, but we need to see how the world is today. We see that the world today is becoming a round world where we're all connected, where we're all dependent on one another, where we all have to supply things to one another and receive things from one another in a universal manner. This is now the form that is being accepted by humanity. If I know, if I acquire, if I'm built according to this form, I'll succeed in everything. If I'm not built in this manner, I won't succeed in anything. I can be the greatest expert in the world. I will not know how to get along, how to acclimatize myself, how to integrate in society, and at the end of the day, I'll remain outside of everything. It's not clear to us yet today. We're in the transition phase, but still it's heading in that direction. Therefore, if we spoke of in all the other generations, success, personal success, step on everyone, trample everyone, tear the streets apart, take people apart. The main thing is to succeed. Today that doesn't work because I have to participate with everyone inside them and only inside them. Only by connecting with them, there I can find my success. Even if I'm going to go do a business deal, it can only succeed on the condition that I can arrange my environment in a round manner. Therefore, we have a crisis in all business. I succeed in my family if I succeed in arranging them in a circular manner. I'll succeed in my work with my colleagues only on the condition that we're in a round society. It's not for nothing that they want to build in every workplace those forms, and they're having workshops and all those things. Therefore, first of all, that's what we have to have. And then, with this trend, with this approach, hang on a second, can you explain what that is? You said, first of all, this is what we have to have. It's the art of building a connection, a family connection in every place. What do you mean, family? Because from the family, I take an example. For every connection of mine in my life. What's the secret in this art? The secret is that I know how to connect with people in a manner that we help one another, we complete one another, we're integrated in one another, and therefore we succeed. According to our equivalence of form, with this inner structure between us, that is an integral network that connects us. We suit nature. We're an equivalence of form with nature. In other words, if we as parents were educated for a world that's very competitive, now it can also be a competitive world, but it depends in to what extent. Why are we losing out in the competition today? Because the competition took on a new form. Whoever's more integral, who's more connected, who knows how to connect these things together, he'll be more successful. And not someone who's at the peak, the head of the pyramid. What do you mean someone who's more integral? Someone who knows how to work with people in a uniform manner together. Once upon a time, there was a scientist, a philosopher, some genius. There was one person. He would sit in his study and do something. Today, tons of people are working to develop something, to do something. It's impossible to do it as one. And between them, they build meetings all the time that only through these various connections, they don't know the correct way to connect, but they understand that they're sitting in meetings from morning to evening. They understand that this is the only way they can reach something from this integration between them, this merging. But they don't know in which manner to connect properly. What we're teaching in our courses, when we come to workplaces, when we come to companies, we teach them how the correct way to connect, the correct way to speak, the correct way to reach a state where they'll have an integral connection between them. One brain, one feeling, and from there, and from building one great image of man from everyone together, this image can create the correct solution for them always, shape the correct solution. That's called collective intelligence. If I understand correctly, actually what you're saying is that the key to succeed in life today is in the correct connection between people. And the parent, if he wants to prepare his child for life correctly, he has to begin giving him some kind of space where he begins to try gradually. Like it's like a field where he starts practicing how to connect properly with people. Now it can influence. I want to check the influence. How is it possible that a boy receives this education? How does it influence his studies? He gets used to listening, to connect, communicate with the teacher, to hear and connect with the friends, who answers how he's open to a connection. And this is how he learns. He always organizes, even without being aware of it, a friendly environment around him, because that is actually his inclination. He invites less trouble, he's more disciplined, and therefore he succeeds. He's always more open in the family, so we quickly locate the problems wherever they are, and we help get out of them, we help strengthen him, etc. I asked especially how it influences studies, because as a parent, it's very important to me that he acquires social abilities, that he'll be a person and he'll have ability to connect with people. But will it also influence his ability to study? We see this in our work in schools, how our kids that get organized do our exercises, our workshops, how afterward they succeed in their studies. How is it connected? The power of thought, the way they deal with lack of confidence, with lack of patience. Everything changes in accordance with that. Also their marks. Let's go to the lack of confidence that you mentioned. As adults, our kids, 90%, I think, of what they do in their life, especially in the class and school and all those places, it's just to look after their security in society, because it's a competitive, hostile environment. It's very difficult. And if we slightly soften them up, each kid opens up. He suddenly has reserves of strength inside to answer, to listen. Otherwise, he's stopped. He's always protecting himself. He has to show everyone that he doesn't care about anything, that he's like a macho. And who can he show that to? To his friends? To who? To the teacher or something? This is what we see in classes. He has to show everyone that he doesn't care about anything. He can come. He doesn't come. Everyone does some kind of heroic thing against the management, the principal. Then he's thought of as cool. If we cancel these things, then kids develop the ability to absorb material, to listen so much more times than what they are capable of today. What are they doing all the time today? The connections between them, he said that. They have their own life. They don't even look at the teacher, what he's doing over there. So I want to talk about lack of confidence. Let's say our family, we start putting in this technology of connection, like in criticism, listening, looking from different angles. We're teaching them how to talk to one another. This technology that we start to work on at home, how will it influence his confidence or lack of confidence outside? First of all, the feeling that he has, someone has his back, that he has somewhere to return to. They understand him there, and it's his safe place. Even if he leaves it, he goes out of that nest. It's always ready, first of all. Second of all, how many kids in that class? We can already start to improve that class. We do workshops like that with the parents. And in that way, we influence their ability to do workshops like that in class. We cause them to learn in a circle. Hang on, I didn't understand the connection. There's some reason, a cause and reason. At home, we implement this technology of connecting in a circle. Yes, I get a result that each of the family members, the kids, feel more confidence outside the house. Why does this exercise practicing connecting with someone else? Why does it influence my personal confidence or lack of confidence? He knows how to dress in other people. He knows how to read people. He'll understand them. Why? Because he has this wisdom of connection. He has this inner communication ability. How people are connected, how to express myself, he's a person that has knowledge of the systems, of the connection systems between people. From the family. Why? Because he's always with them. He's with them, but how can he bring others? It doesn't matter. He starts to learn from that. How can he understand me? How I can understand him? How we can be in contact. And if we're not in contact, at least I understand him more. This gives me an ability to get into a strange person. What does that mean, to get into? To feel him, to understand him, to dress in him. And how does my dressing in someone allow me to feel more confident? Because I know in advance whether to get closer or further away from him. I didn't understand that. Knowing a person, that I feel him on the inside, then I decide whether to get closer or to get further away from him. I start to talk in his language. He starts to feel that he's somehow close to him, similar to him. We're in some kind of similarity of form. We're less. We're not enemies. And I'm looking for actually influences. I'll explain to you what I want. Like any new model, before I go to acquire this model and implement it in my home, I want to be sure how it will influence the entire system of life, to be sure that I'm going to do the correct act as a parent. So we've checked, first of all, how it will influence his studies. You said actually the fact that a person is learning to listen, it helps his ability to learn. It can influence his confidence because he knows how to read the person in front of him. Will it help other aspects of his life? Everything. I don't understand. What does it not help him? It radiates on his health because he's less stressed, he's more confident. It's in everything. If something hurts, he's not ashamed to say. He's not scared. Saying his behavior, like there's a kid that's a bit of aggravating. By himself or if there's someone next to him, he's like aggravated. Why? Why? Why should he be aggravated? He'll never have problems. He'll never have problems that come from being aggravated because he's actually balanced inside. In other words, hyperactivity, where does it come from? From lack of balance inside. We cause kids to be like that. What does that mean? Because the child doesn't know how to get along properly. He's always lacking time, lacking confidence, lacking a way to express himself, to listen. He always has to protect himself. He doesn't know what. His systems are limited on the inside. Why today, 30 years ago, there wasn't any term like that, hyperactive. Didn't exist. Suddenly, since the 90s or something like that, this term suddenly broke out. And today it's everyone. Today you can add Ritalin to water, anything you want, and give it to everyone without any calculation. And in that you want to make up for your lack of education. You want to help it with chemistry? In other words, this model can help a child that's hyperactive. It can help him be more balanced, of course. There's no question. Of course. How does it happen? Can you expand it a little bit? Because it's a subject that's really, it's not simple for parents to deal with hyperactive children. Not even if they're ADD, there's lack of calmness. How does this model that you presented, this discussion, how does it influence the child? We are a desire to receive. That if he feels comfortable, he's rested. We are a desire to receive. We're a desire to calm ourselves, to fill ourselves. We're egoistic. This little animal that's called a person, a child, does not feel safe. Not satisfied in all different forms that are threatening him, demanding from him, demanding everything from him. And he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't manage with, he doesn't get along in life. Where does hyperactivity start? From a small age. Why? Because they behaved wrongly with him. And he can't, it's very hard to get out of that because he's in this pace, he's in this inner torment, he's not capable of listening. For him, everything's running inside. It's like a person who's usually calm and all of a sudden he has all these problems. He's willing to listen to normal things. He's in some fog inside. So he can't run like a kid from place to place. He wants to solve his problems in a different manner, but it's the same hyperactivity, just internal. We think that hyperactivity is only expressed externally. No. How many people, the people that take drugs, all kinds of substances, for calming down. That's not hyperactivity. It's the same hyperactivity. Meaning this lack of ability to connect properly with the environment and find the correct system of connection that will calm me down and fill me. That's a reason for hyperactivity. Our lack of ability to connect properly with the environment that will give me confidence, calmness, filling, that's a reason for this disease. And why does it happen? Because today we're in an integral world. Even though we're still ourselves, we behave according to the previous method, the individual method. And that's why that's where all the hyperactivity comes from. There's so much, there's so many books and papers about this, and there's still no solution because there's no understanding, not just a solution, there's no understanding of the problem itself. First, we need to understand the problem, and then you can bring a solution. If I understand your approach to a parent's education, then you're saying, if parents, if I, for example, I'll learn how to educate my kids properly and I'll be able to develop in him an ability to connect properly with the environment, in that I am bringing him surely to success in life in a variety of different aspects, not in a variety, in everything, because even our perception, it's a little bit more difficult to explain the science. I'm going to learn science. If I now exist in my inner vessels. I'm arranged as the nature's integral system, then I grasp science easily because it's all based on the same principle. I look at all these things and I see it all. It all has to do with everything. The world is in front of me. It's connected. It's so easy to complete this with that at different levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate. What I see in the animal level, I can associate with the speaking level and see it there as well. Things are similar at different degrees. I received an integral approach, a new approach for learning and understanding and feeling and integrating with the general reality. For me to learn now any science or anything, any wisdom, it's not a big thing. I'm looking at it as part of reality. Like you're asking me now something. I never thought of it before. According to this method, I immediately give you an answer. Where does it come from? Did I ever think about that I would have problems like that? No, some of them not at all. It's not in my horizon of interest. So if I understand your approach to education, you're saying education is not some additional thing in a parent's life, but let's look at it from the other side. If I see a child that became a teen and an adult that didn't succeed in life, go back and you'll see that his parents didn't understand themselves, life, and did education or develop in him this ability. Without it, he will not be able to survive in the connected world. Yes, we see what they do. They're happy they go to work, or that they don't have work, they pay them. They pay them. How much do they pay? Unemployment. And they sit at home, smoking. Smoking grass or whatever. And that's it. There are a bit of bullies here and there whenever they have time, and that's what they do. You have millions of people in that situation in the world in lack of education. We could take those billions that we don't need them for industry or anything else, but if they would connect properly with one another, if we would bring all of humanity the power, this integral power that would balance everyone with nature, we would calm down all of nature, all of ecology, all these things. We would build culture, new culture and education. I had a thought that I know and I'm aware that a lot of our problems that adult people are dealing with, it's problems that can be attributed to the education they received or didn't receive from their parents or various preferences that there were in the family. Let's say if they weren't the preferred child, etc. All those are things that people take with them for their whole life. It's not something that... It's something that's very hard to fix later on. How a child received his impression up to the age of 15, that's it. Altogether, what happens afterward only develops these things more. They remain as an approach to life with him. He can't change it. So let's say older parents like us who are past this age, and whatever's on our disc, what we got from our parents, that's what we have. So now the parents have to go through some process. First of all, us on ourselves, because before we become parents, we need to get rid of all the education we received because we were educated according to a method that was correct for then. And today, actually, we have to go through ourselves some type of process. We need to go through some new education, and then we will be able to become parents. Is that correct? Yes. That's the first stage. Now, what's the first thing you would want such a parent to learn in a workshop for parents? I'm the parent. You don't need to suggest somebody else. I'm the parent. I'm a person that represents parents. We have kids. We surely can say we weren't taught to be parents. Suddenly we found ourselves as parents. Maybe we have a few kids. And I really, really would be happy to start to learn how to be a parent. Why? Because I feel that it's not working. Let's come from that place, from an individual place and not philosophical. I and the public that will listen to these talks, they want to learn to be a parent. So what's the question? I asked actually, what's the first thing that I need to learn as a parent in order to become, to receive this, to take this model? First of all, I need to go through it myself. First of all, in the previous talks, we taught you as a couple to be connected to one another correctly. Do you remember that? You went through that education? Yes. As we learn how to connect as a couple, you're connected. Yes? We're continuing to work on it. It's not over. It's not just from black to white. It's a process. Because that same process, I want to take it, add the kids to that process. I'm not building it on nothing. Everything comes from our physiological attraction that we want to build a more serious connection, a family, that they go into one another, they're integrated in one another, that each supplies the other with what they feel the other needs from him. And this is how we built one image, one man, him and her. Then we say that from having a connection between them and this mutual understanding, then they can bring children. Who are the children? The children are the addition to that same connection. They're an addition. This addition, meaning that through the kids, the connection between them has to grow all the time. Now they have the ability to raise the connection between them, to make that, to make it in different, make it more multifaceted in different forms, because they already have kids. No, one was born, two, it doesn't matter how many. The more that they're born and the more they participate, they're participating in treating the kids to supply one another. That remains what each one needs, to supply them with what each needs. A child for me is an example. It's a reason to supply her with what she needs. And she toward me. It's like a mother and father toward sons. I didn't understand. We had a connection between us. We wanted to supply one another. We wanted to build something common between us. And now, after we have this common thing between us that's called the new relationship, inside it, we're starting to add our children. Let's say we have three or four kids. So what is this process? Let's say this more or less, we got it, and we have something common. What's common? What's so common? So teach me that as well. You're saying that's the first stage. Let's say there's something in common. You built something common between you, between the parents. From that single common thing, that's what the kids come out of. What do you mean the kids? We didn't add them to the new family yet, the new connection. You're saying now how to add them? I'm not a blank page. I'm a parent. I have kids. You cannot give birth to kids if you don't have this spiritual connection between you. That's the widening of the connection between the young couple that they're getting into a connection between them because they have kids. Precisely because they have kids, because the kids are demanding of them everything between them, what they built before in our workshops. When they were a young couple, now they're starting to expand that connection, and the kids are coming in between them as a factor for a wider connection and a deeper connection. In other words, the kids are giving, allowing. How do we do it? Actually, I understand that kids need to transform our connection to deeper, so we'll have to add them to this connection. They are widening this connection between them because there's a few factors that are forcing them to be in connection. What the mother has to add, what the father has to add, and the parents, this is the common thing between them. I don't understand. First of all, we have a little bit of feeling and minds, the parents. And now it went from being from something. It's a few kids. This is what's common between us. And now we're investing in this common thing, but it allows us to be in contact more, in mutual concern, in mutual completion for kids, also spiritually and corporality. In corporality, it's our commonplace. Meaning this connection that we had between us when we were just a couple. Because we wanted in the future to build a family, let's say. That same connection is starting to be implemented precisely because of the kids. This requires actual work between us. What do I want to say? That we spoke of the family in the previous talk. Where does this family come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the previous connection between the parents that is expanded along with the kids. And the kids are born more and more than that same first connection when two people met. Therefore, we need to deal first and foremost with the parents, and afterward with the family, and then with the kids towards school and all kinds of places. But the foundation is the connection between the couple. So now I'm going back to the question. I understood that in the most optimal manner, the correct path is, as always, to start building part by part the connection between the parents. Ideally, if it's from there, they develop, and then they bring kids to the world, and then they really head out to a new path. Because we're in the transition path that you spoke of before, we're in a situation where we already have a current state, where we're in contact with people, we have kids, we're in a family, and we still really, really want to make a change. You're in a crisis. That's what you're in. More or less, that's a broken situation. I get it. And what? And you're giving me some specific broken situation. There's like this, and the broken situation has all kinds of forms. And then, how to deal with it? Precisely at this time, we still need to start with the parents. We can, in the middle of the way, jump off the train. We need to begin with the big people, and then gradually teach them how to treat the little ones in the family, and bigger as we go along. That's the correct path. And now we're actually coming as parents, and we're going through a process. What's the first thing that you can teach us as parents so that we'll begin to receive this new approach that you're talking about, that you didn't acquire when you were kids. We only heard of it now for the first time. This is the first time I'm hearing of it. So come to a course, come to a workshop. As usual, like we spoke of before, you're egoistic. Now, in order to learn the correct connection, everything that we spoke of before, we need to start from zero, from the egoistic single person that's going to go connect with the other person, because this is, the nature is pushing us toward this connection. But above the nature that's obligating us, we're starting to build a connection, an awareness. So let's say I get it, that we need to go through a process like this. There's another chapter that you'll add when you start this chapter. There's a part that's specifically for the parents. What thinking do I need? We started this common space between the parents. It's a process that we're starting. This is the couple. How do I convey this? How do I transfer this to the family? This is what I'm missing. There's nothing missing. Let's say there's a little kid, 5-year-old girl. It's as if she's between us. How will we take the time to deal with this 5-year-old girl? That's the question. What does my spouse want from me in looking after the kids? What does she want from me in dealing with the daughter? What do we want from one another? The daughter is another subject for connecting between us, for deeper understanding, for expanding the connection. It's as if the girl is coming inside us, between us. We built this common area between us. We built this common space. And now into this common space, it's as if the daughter was born. She's common to both of us. And now we're dealing with her. How can each one of us add? And how can we, each of us, add? What do we add? What she's expecting? Who? My wife. And what she expects from me and what I expect from her in the relation between us now, the current relations that were expanded by having a daughter that's demanding. She's not really demanding, but her existence even demands. If I understand now, I have to start to understand my educational approach and his educational approach and how we match these approaches, because there's many situations in our reality that the mother's and father's approach to education is completely even in conflict. I'll give you an example. Let's say, now you have a place to work between you, to understand the other, and open the ego more and more to correct it together. Is it important for us to learn first the common educational method that we need to put together? Let's say I have an approach that I was brought up on, and he has his approach, and we both think that it's okay. And many times there's conflicts because each of us thinks differently. It's important to us, child's education, to both of us, but we have different approaches. How can we create a single approach that's as one body? We need to accept the integral education approach, which is not yours and not his. There's not a lot of approaches. The truth is, there's just one. Suiting a person to nature, what does that mean? That all together, we need to teach that boy or girl how to be connected properly to all the parts of reality. In mutuality, in friendship, completion, This is the main learning. In other words, in this process that we'll go through, we'll each need to give up our approach that we have, and together we'll learn an educational approach that will be common to both of us. Not common that it's from him and from you, but what's above you. You said the learning how to educate the kids, it's another place of connection between the parents where everyone will precisely discover more ego and it'll give him more opportunity. So let's say today we learned this lesson from you, what to do at home with our family. So let's say Nitsa, my partner, understood you in a certain way and I understood you in another way. No, not that you understood me differently. We need to verify. She has previous approaches from her past. Every person has. We try to put all our various approaches aside. You have to come with a clean page. Before the mother and father start dealing with a baby, with Zon, now that they're dealing with the baby, they receive wisdom from above, the integral approach, because then they have a connection from this wisdom that they receive. And in this wisdom, they deal with the baby. Do you understand? I understood that I need to put everything that I knew before aside, and she needs to put everything she knew before aside, because she has her method and you have your method. She wants you want wisdom, she wants chassadim, compassion. So we come with a clean page, we learn from you how to build the integral family, and we try to implement it at home. Did I say it right? Yes. Now I have a question about implementing it, because that's a principle. Soon we're going to go out of the studio, and we're going to learn the wisdom of life. We're going to implement it at home. When we get home, I'm going to tell you what happened. We came out of your lesson, we came home, we tried to do it at home, we tried to sit with the family members in a circle, and we discovered that we had misunderstandings about the right way to relate to things. She understood that I have to relate to it in a certain way, and she understood it a different way. We tried not to do it in front of the kids, but it caused an argument between us. In front of the kids? No, we did it on the side between us, and we have an argument about it now, and it causes so you need to come to workshops and talk about it clearly. How we have different opinions about implementing it, how do these differences of opinions, how can they be solved? Because like kids, do we need to come as one or as two? There should be no argument. There can be no argument. So what do we do with the different opinions? You verified in workshops without kids. Do we always have to appear as one in front of the kids? Of course. Each completes the other. Of course. Not that you're saying the exact same words, but at the end of the day, what the mother and father say, it comes to the child in a straight line, in a common line. Okay, let's say that's the aspiration. That's where we aspire to, that will happen. You'll see if it's a girl or a boy. You'll see that the mother, a father, and the boy and the mother come and connect to a girl. That's how it is. In each of the parents, there's the girl and the boy, and how they connect to there and they connect to there. It's nice what you explained. What do you mean I explained it? You mean in each of us we have a girl and boy inside? Yes. But now when I go to talk with my daughter, the right side of mother and father is called the male, and in that way you treat a boy, and the female side in mother and father combined to deal with the daughter. How do I find the girl inside me? I have a daughter. I want to connect with her. No, it's not for now. So let's go back to more difficult things. The arguments between us. It's an image that you're integrated in from your children, and she's also integrated from it. Before they exist, you can imagine it. But afterward, when you imagine this image, then this is how you work. We'll learn it. It's a very wide wisdom. So let's go back to the simple things. I wanted to understand to the end. It looks to me like there'll be a difference between what we're learning in the studio. I understand that the aspiration is to be as one. We need to come as one, as parents. I want to tell you straight from the beginning, of course we're going to argue over what you're teaching us. We're going to argue at home. In my house, for sure, there's going to be arguments. Listen, what do I do? I'm asking you, because you're my teacher. I can't explain to you otherwise, but only in my wisdom. But everyone tends to understand, not just us. I need to understand. There's an opinion. There's an upper opinion from which the mother and father their feet off, and that's how they build the bottom opinion, which is common to the parents, which is transferred to the kids, to Zon. That's how the system of connection works between us. So now let's break it down here. You have to receive from me what I'm conveying to you, and this method has to be simply integrated in each of us and both of you in a clear manner. I can't imagine a situation where you can discuss it in a workshop and suddenly come home and it disappears. Why does it disappear? It didn't disappear. We have different opinions about how to implement it. I say, this is what we need to do, and she says she understood it differently. But what do we do at home? What implementation can you do? Then you don't implement anything. You stop it right away. You transfer over to some game or something, and that's it. Can you continue with arguing? God forbid. In front of kids, you can never. If there are differences of opinion between you, it's a sign that one of you didn't understand me properly. But who? Then you need to come back to me. There's nothing to argue about. You give each have a kiss, you give her a hug, you verify this deficiency face-to-face, and you come with this deficiency to me. You write it down and come to me. Now you have a subject to deepen your understanding of the method. Now I want to understand. If we feel that there's a conflict, then of course we shouldn't argue in front of the kids. We need to kiss the argument. You can kiss her, it doesn't matter. We need to respect the argument because here you have an ability to understand even more. I don't understand. You need to be happy that there's misunderstandings because now you have the ability to, a deeper ability to understand the method. How did you learn in school and university without solving problems? There's always a problem, a solution. So if we get into a situation, we need to stop it right away, and we need to make a game. What kind of game? The main thing is to cover things up. Do something nice, something sure, something that you're used to doing from other workshops. I didn't just ask for nothing about the game. Until now, you taught us the technology of discussing together, sometimes it's caught as it's understood as delving into people. The atmosphere doesn't always allow. Is there another tool apart from discussion, something a bit lighter? That's why I'm asking about the game. Is there something lighter that will bring us to the same result of our ability to develop the connection between us? Is there a lighter method? Yes. There's books. I don't know what it's called, words of songs, songbooks. Take a songbook and start singing together. You don't need to be like at the opera, like some duet. The whole family? Even the whole family. But you say you can't talk with one another, then sing together. Me and her? What's the problem? At home, you can do it. But what's the principle behind it? What will it give me? A connection. Through the song, you complete one another. You have to hear the pace, where he's going, where you're going. You have to be together. The melody is obligating you to connect. He's asking, how can we connect in other ways? That's an example. What does that mean? We have to listen. Play something where you complete one another, even cubes, puzzle, just not cards, because that's one against the other. Any game that's at some kind of completion. Okay, our time is almost up, but you have exercises. I'd still like to come out with a conclusion. What we try to understand in this talk is what is our role as parents and what's the right education we need to provide our kids with as parents. So what's the insight for today? What's our role? And what's the right education to give our children? I want the child to feel that he's in, on the one hand, between mother and father, that it's some type of, he's their spiritual property that expands the connection between them, that a child adds the love between them, adds to the mutual understanding and obligates them to a greater connection. That's toward them. And apart from that, the child comes in, a participant, as an integral participant between them, and they give a child the feeling that he's equal between them. Now we have three in the family, and there's no big and small. He needs to feel it from day one. On the one hand, he gets completely dedicated treatment, and on the other hand, that something is expected of them. You'll see how we'll begin to smile, to react. All kids begin to react after a month or two. He'll start to react after a week. In everything, it'll happen. And afterward, tell me. Thank you, Rav Lightman. It was, we thought it was an easy thing, a parents course, and we see that it's, we see there's a lot to learn. It's not for nothing that you have four kids. It's, we're going to start to learn. According to your behavior, and when they look at you, you can see how many kids you have. If I advance in that, why? What will you see? Because the kids will obligate you to be otherwise. Each and every child. I can even see how many boys and how many girls, if your behavior is in accordance with that, that the kids are educating the parent. I like that. The kids educate the parents. Reminded. Thank you, Rev. Lyman. Thank you, Nitsa. All the best. So long.